Good morning and welcome to day five of 12 Days of Miracles. And I'm back home in Colorado. Yay! My energy changes so much just as soon as I enter Colorado. I noticed that after several of my trips back to New York when I moved here, as soon as I come to Colorado, my energy just shifts. There is such a thing as us living in the places where our soul feels at home. And it's not forever, it's for time being, but I do believe that our soul is in alignment with certain places at certain times. There are energetic fields that support us with creating the most with what we have internally by aligning with the energy from the planet Earth, by being in a location that supports it. I have a friend who was struggling for 2 years, just really terribly struggling. I mean, it made no sense why she struggled so much. And as soon as she moved to a location where she lived before, it wasn't a brand new location, but she's like, okay, time to go back there. And she left for reasons that it just things didn't work there. And now she went back after many, many years. And things just started working out immediately. Clients started showing up, opportunities. I mean, it was like all of a sudden somebody turned on a switch. So I'm sharing that with you because today, what I want to work with and what I want us to work with is allowing ourselves to dream about more. I was having another conversation yesterday with somebody I'm coaching who said, I'm just not a dreamer. I'm just not a dreamer. When asked, what do you want? She responded, I'm just not a dreamer. And I want us to play with the dreamer in us because in reality, we were all born dreamers. Dreaming, imagining, to me, it's both the same thing. It's like imagining something you don't have yet that you want, allowing your heart to speak to you, to tell you what it is that you want. Now, what happens most of the time is as soon as the heart says something, the head gets in the way and says, you can't have that. So sometimes we can't even hear what we want. And sometimes we didn't get what we wanted in childhood. So we got disappointed and we said, I will never ever let myself want something that is not already guaranteed because then I get disappointed and that really hurt my little heart. That's just a sample of a few reasons why people say, I'm just not a dreamer. Another reason why, and this is a big one in my experience, is people don't want to be responsible for creating that level of success, that level of love, that level of abundance. All of us. This is the, no one is an exception to that. We just don't want to be held responsible to that level of creation and what it would take from us and the prices we'd have to pay and the way we would have to show up and what we would have to be accountable for. So today we're going to set all of that aside. I coach people through that all the time, by the way, because that was one of my stories. I didn't know it was hidden. I didn't want to be held accountable to that level of creation. I didn't want to be responsible for that level of creation. So I constantly kept going to a certain floor, like the least I could accept that made it acceptable socially. And I didn't have to be a new version of me. I didn't have to stretch into a new possibility about who I was as a leader in the world, a leader of my life. It's very much in my past and constantly something I work with. But what I want us today to play with on this fifth day of miracles is to walk through life looking at what other people have. I know. Don't compare yourself, but today you will. Today I want you to look. And whether you are out in the world and being with people and looking, or watching something and looking, remembering something and looking, and if there is even a tinge of jealousy or envy, or you are all above that, which don't believe that you are, actually, jealousy and envy is a very powerful indicator that there is something there we want about that. There is nothing wrong to, in my experience, there is nothing wrong with a tinge of jealousy or a tinge of envy. What becomes unacceptable or not workable is when we take it too far and walk with jealousy in our heart and then behave from that place. That's when it becomes not workable. But feeling it, a tinge of it, actually is an indicator that there is something you desire about that thing you are feeling a tinge of jealousy for. So today we are not going to try to shift it or suppress it or change it or justify it. We are just going to say, wow, what a miracle it would be to have that. And what a miracle to witness it. So this is the place I really want us to be in. What a miracle to witness it. So let's say you see somebody wearing amazing clothes, like really well put together, and you're like, this is how I want to show up in my life. Just really great clothes. I'm just going to use that for example. Or these awesome shoes. Or they driving a car that you're like, oh, I don't care about cars. But really deep down inside, you don't care about cars because you never gave yourself permission to want a miracle of an extraordinary car. Or you want somebody, you see somebody walking hand in hand and kissing their partner and having the kind of partner, even for a moment, you are witnessing their love and you're like, wow, I would love that. Of course, you know what our head says immediately? Oh, it's good for them, but never could happen for me. Oh, you never really know what's going on behind the closed doors anyway. All of that, set it aside, set it aside. And in that moment, just for a moment, say, wow, what a miracle to witness it. What a miracle to witness, to be present to that kind of love. What a miracle to witness, to be present to that kind of wealth. What a miracle to be present to that kind of body, physical health, wellness. What a miracle to be present to witness living in that kind of a home. What a miracle to be present to witness that kind of poise. What a miracle to be present to witness that kind of courage. What a miracle to be present to witness that kind of confidence. What a miracle to be present to witness that kind of healthy hair. What a miracle to be present to witness having so many dogs. What a miracle to be present to witness that kind of ease with others in a conversation. What a miracle to be present to witness a group of such close, related, loving friends or family. What a miracle to be present to witness. Insert your blank. Are you getting it? So today we are playing with what a miracle to be present to witness and allowing yourself to find a resonance in that. What about that would be a miracle for me? What is the miracle that I would like to experience that is in the resonance of what I'm witnessing, but I would like it in my life? What a miracle it is to witness, to be present to. You see, just like what I said on day one, everything already exists. My throat is still healing. Everything we presence, we witness, that exists and we are noticing is something that's already available to us. If it wasn't available to us, we would not be seeing it. We may not vibrate it at the level to have it yet, to experience it yet. We are at the level of witnessing that it's possible. So in that moment, what we are playing with today is allowing it to expand inside of us, the miracle of witnessing it. And if you feel an envy or jealousy, allow it to be a permission to say, wow, something about this resonates with me as something I would want. What can I claim for myself about this today? Maybe up until now I said, oh, I'm happy with just having one friend. But really what you want is a group of solid friends that experience a lot of fun together, enjoy together, take trips together, plan together, make agreements together, go out for coffee and just laugh together. Maybe you're seeing somebody who is talking about vacation. Maybe you're standing on the line in a grocery store and they're talking about where they're going for New Year's Eve. And it's this awesome plan. Doesn't have to be big, elaborate, but it's just, they are so excited about it. And something in you sparks up. And our immediate response could be, oh, I just want to go home and be quiet. Couldn't make me do it. But I want you to today say, wow, is that really what's going on? Or is it a part of me that's wishing that I had that? And maybe today I allow myself to say, what a miracle to be present to and to witness. Even if you don't want it, can I at least be in joy of witnessing and being present to a miracle of that. So today on day five, we are going to expand our possibility, become dreamers at a whole new level, and say, wow, what are the things around me that I perhaps have been denying myself because I didn't think I could have it, or I didn't want to be held responsible to that kind of level of creation? But today I'm allowing myself to say what a miracle it is to be present and to witness blank, blank, blank. Play with this today and see what opens up for you. See what new dream you fall asleep to, something new opening up in your heart that you are open to receiving as a miracle. And then we'll see what gets created over the next 7 days. Who knows? Sky is not even the limit anymore. So today we are playing with what a miracle to be present to and to witness, and transforming any, ugh, I don't want it, ugh, couldn't catch me dead doing that, I've said that before too, into softening into what a miracle to be present to and to witness somebody else's joy or ease or love or confidence or whatever it is, and then allowing ourselves to soften around it and being present, being with a witnessing a miracle of something extraordinary that perhaps we are opening to wanting to experience ourselves. See you tomorrow.